longevity.
Obamacare is the problem. The problem is that we're trying to give health insurance to millions of Americans who don't have it. With an endless distraction of political posturing and phony scandals and Lord knows what, Washington keeps taking its eye off the ball. We've got to have a long-term plan based on steady, persistent effort to reverse the forces that are conspiring against middle-class families. That's what I'm pushing for.
All right, the president on the war path after the Republicans. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we start this hour anyway, talking about the things, the scandals that the president is trying to dismiss, meaning one of them, of course, the IRS targeting Tea Party groups, groups with Patriot in their name, seeking that tax-exempt status. So we re-racked that. We know how that story goes. We still haven't gotten to the bottom of it, and it is the sum of our discontent on the Hill, committee after committee hearing and testimony after testimony, pretty much every day. That's what's happening. And whether it's the IRS or whether it's dumping data all over the place and diving through personal information and what's happening there, going through the phone records of the Associated Press, Benghazi still isn't off the radar yet. This is something that the president is having a very hard time shaking, and it's starting to affect his approval ratings a little bit. You know, once you're in for the second term, is it kind of a coast deal? Oof, let's coast into my legacy. Let me pay off my campaign promises, and in other words, pay them off for people that I said I would do work on this, I would work on that, just get to it and let the chips fall where they may. I think now, starting to get slammed and starting to get caught in one thing after another, some of it tied to justice, some of it tied to the State Department, some of it tied to Homeland Security, whatever government entity it happens to be, the president doesn't like it. He doesn't like seeing and hearing and getting slammed for all of this stuff. So he's trying to push it off and say it's a made-up nonsense fight stuff that doesn't make any sense. And there are other things that he didn't really mention, that little block there, including voting rights. There are huge voting rights challenges, especially in Texas, which will open up yet another Republican president fight. Because one of the things that Eric Holder has said, remember, think of the Supreme Court and what happened with the Supreme Court. So the Attorney General, his surprise decision to challenge Texas's voting laws has triggered this fight. He's the one who put it out there. A lot of legal minds say the decision to get a court order requiring Texas to obtain federal clearance before changing its voting laws really sets this up almost like a UFC smackdown for an aggressive push to get as much federal oversight as possible over state voting laws. So here we go again. This is in response to the Supreme Court's decision last month to toss out a central part of the 1965 Voting Rights Act that determined which states require preclearance from the federal government before changing their voting laws, right? That ruling, as you know, stripped away power from the feds to be used to block last-minute restrictions on early voting and change any kind of changes to voter ID requirements for that matter. But the president and Eric Holder have said several times when they've been out addressing other things and other crowds that voting problems like long lines, last minute changes, all that kind of stuff, that the court's ruling could make those issues that much worse. Holder on Thursday was giving a speech to the National Urban League. He said, although mandated by the Constitution, voting rights are not always guaranteed in practice without robust enforcement. That sets that up. Well, we got to be the enforcers. We're going to rain down on the Lone Star State. So once again, it's the federal government telling the states what they can't do and what they can do. Even after the Supreme Court ruled. So the administration still continues to get in the middle of the road, to be, you know, to be the cows that are coming across and blocking what is supposed to go through. The Texas governor, Rick Perry, said it's an end around the Supreme Court. And or is this trying to single out Texas? I don't think it's trying to single out Texas. I think that going after Texas first and then setting off the alarms, hey, this is what's going to happen every other place. If the Justice Department wins an order requiring pre-clearance for Texas, the state could appeal that order quickly. Where else? To the high court. Does the Justice Department stand a chance of winning this challenge? See, and I think it's not to pick on Texas, that's because Texas is a big state. I think it's because it's being enacted. Go after Texas, then pursue the same thing in other states. That's what it is. And if you think about this, and you think about civil rights, and you think about constitutional accountability, I mean, this is right here, right now. This is the big UFC showdown. This is mixed martial arts of a different sort. Holder is relying on part of the Voting Rights Act, the bail-in provision, which would let the courts require preclearance in response to intentional racial discrimination. But that's what he would have to put out there. And a federal court has already suggested that Texas intentionally discriminated against minority voters when it redid the congressional districts. So he thinks he'll get what he needs to, you know, support that bail-in effort in Texas. All right, coming up this hour of America Tonight, as promised previously, we're going to chat with Charlie Drevna. That's about energy, about the Keystone Pipeline, about what's happening and what's stalling in Washington, and this is piggybacking off of a big energy speech that the president made a couple of days ago. So it'll be good to get Drevna's take on that. And Mike Bonacorsi is coming up next to get you retirement ready. He's got that great book out called Retirement Readiness. It's like a workbook because people retire, they think they have their ducks in a row, and I'm sure I'm preaching to the choir with some of you. And you don't, because something happens, an unforeseen mishap, or just the money that you thought you needed, you actually needed more. That's never a good thing, isn't it? It's so much better when you have the surplus. Kind of like how the government has it backwards. Wouldn't it be nice if we actually had that surplus? So don't go away. Mike B. next on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Absolutely, hands down, one of our favorites. And you too, because for the past year, we're getting tons of questions for Mike Bonacorsi. And you know, I think his book is something you absolutely must have. Retirement Readiness, Creating Your Vision, Knowing Your Position, and Preparing for Your Future. He has too many credentials to mention. It would eat up the entire segment. But just know this, he's a certified financial planner, and he's got a zillion other things behind his name. Michael, how are you?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm excellent. Thank you. The, you know, so many people fall into this, and we've talked about all aspects of this, but so many people, I think it's like the first time you get on a diving board and decide, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to jump off or I'm going to dive off and I'm not going to go back down the ladder. Now, so what happens is, the analogy I'm trying to make is, when you finally are getting ready to retire and you know you're going to retire in a year or so, how should you start to prepare so you don't have that awful feeling in the pit of your stomach like the diving board and you just plop off?
Exactly, Kate. You know what's even worse is when you've taken that dive and you look down and you realize there's no water in the pool.
Scary.
So, you know, and that could be the same kind of situation where you retire and really say, boy, this is it, I've retired. Now you start trying to figure out, can I afford this? How am I going to pay for this? What am I going to do with my time? How am I, what happens to the benefits that I had? All of these things after you've made that move. And in some cases, it could be too late. So I think the person that starts thinking a year, 2 years ahead of time is doing the absolute right thing. So what do you got to think about? You know, the first thing I always ask people is, why do you want to retire? Just let me know. Is it a real retirement that you want? Or maybe you just want to escape from the job you have. Maybe it's just time to make moves. So really is to take the time and understand, is this retirement, what's retirement going to be for you? Does it mean you're not going to work at all? Does it mean you might work part-time? Tell me what you want to do with your time. I think that's critical. The other thing is you got to think about is, can I afford to retire? You know, where's my income going to come from? How's my income match up against my expenses? If there's a deficit, if I don't have enough money to cover those expenses, what, how am I going to make that deficit up? Where's that going to come from? Critical piece right there. Another piece is, what about medical expenses? I think, you know, we've had this conversation so many times, Kate. Medical expenses, health care is going to be such a big piece of people going forward in retirement simply because they're living so long. And we don't really have, you know, the experience to know what kind of expenses you're going to have at 85, 90, 95 years old. We won't know what you're going to, what kind of shape you're going to be in until you get there. So some people will require a lot more. Some people may not require as much. But how am I going to cover my medical until Medicare covers me? If I'm not 65 years old, how am I going to cover that gap? If I am 65 years old and I have Medicare, well, that'll help somewhat, but it may not be enough. So understanding how you're going to take care of yourself is going to be important. And the other thing is that there may be people in your household that are dependent on you for certain benefits. You may have children there that are dependent on you for health benefits. You may have a spouse that's dependent on you for health benefits. And if you leave that your job, how's that person going to be covered? So a lot of things to think about. It really takes some real true planning out there. It isn't, you know, at this point, it really isn't necessarily how am I going to invest my money. It really requires a good, strong plan, understanding where you're going to go, where you're going to go, and then build the strategies in behind it.
Yeah, and it goes along with that, and what everybody always wants to know is figuring out their Social Security benefit, because that's part of this, knowing what you're getting and all that, what you can expect coming in every month. So the big question is, where can they find the Social Security benefit? You know, they used to send that thing out to us maybe once a year, and it told you, okay, this is kind of an estimate based on what you're making, and then they listed everything, but you're not getting that anymore. So some people are confused.
Yeah, if you go to the Social Security website, SSA.gov, they've got a new section in there for people that can go in, you can sign on, you can create an account, it'll show you how you can file for benefits online, you can print statements out so you have an up-to-date statement. It's a great site, and I encourage people to do that. It's real simple. It doesn't cost anything. You go in, create a password, a username, and like I said, it gives you a good Social Security benefit. It tells you your benefits. It gives you a good website, a lot of information there. I think there's some calculators in there to help you determine your benefit, give you an idea of some of the options you have when it's time to take your benefit. So it's SSA.gov.
Yeah, and this is a big question because we see a lot of older people. You talked about it. Why are you retiring? What is that about? When are you retiring? All that kind of thing. And then sometimes people retire. The people that we bought our house from, actually, he retired. He had done really well for himself. Had worked himself to death almost, in fact. Retired when he was 50. Realized when he was traveling around, whoops, I got to unretire. So he did that and then started working again. But he was 50, so it's a little bit different when you do that when you're collecting Social Security. What happens when you collect Social Security and then you decide, geez, I'm offered these great side gigs, I'm an accountant or whatever, can you still work? People always want to know that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, even people that are collecting pensions, it's a question that comes up more often than you would think. Look, I retired from my job, but, you know, I still want to work for whatever reason. Can I continue to work? Absolutely. You just got to know that there's some benefits have rules attached to them, and Social Security is one that does. If you are younger than full retirement age, and let's just for illustration, assume full retirement age is 66 years old. So if you start collecting your benefit at age 62, you decided you wanted to take your benefit early, but now you have to go back to work, there's an earnings limit in there. And what happens is that the Social Security says you can collect your benefit. However, if you earn more than $15,120, your benefit is going to be reduced $1 for every $2 you earn. Now, listening to it all over the air, it might sound a little complicated, but I got a little illustration I put together here. Let's assume that you're collecting a $700 a month benefit, $8,400 a year, but you have a side job at Home Depot and you make $20,000. Mm-hmm. Well, the way the calculation would go is you subtract the $15,120, which is the maximum you can earn from the 20, that gives you $4,880 that you're over the earnings limit. You cut that in half because you reduced $1 for every $2 you earn, so 50% of that overage, which is $2,440, is deducted from your Social Security benefit. So that means that year you would be entitled to a $5,960 benefit.
Oh, wow.
It's a little bit of a reduction. Now, the year that you're going to turn full retirement age, the year that you're going to turn 66, if that's your full retirement age, that's what we're using for our illustration, you can earn up to $40,000 before your benefit is reduced. And in that year, your benefit is reduced $1 for every $3 that you earn. So you get a better deal. Instead of giving up 50% of your benefit, you're basically giving up a third of your benefit.
So that's a good thing to figure out, to know whether it's worth it, because for some people it really could be worth it, and everybody's picture is different, how they're retiring, what they have, all of that, right?
Exactly. And then the month that you turn full retirement age, you can earn as much as you want from that point forward, and there is no reduction in benefits. Now, one other thing to realize is that when your benefit is reduced, it doesn't disappear. It gets rolled into your lifelong Social Security benefit.
Mm.
So you collect it over your lifetime. It just gets rolled into that pool of money, and at full retirement age, it'll be paid out to you over your lifetime.
Ah, so there you go. So it's not necessarily what you think in your head, a complete loss. This money's being dumped out.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, and I think people misunderstand that. They think it is.
Exactly. So many people think that they're going to lose that money,
yeah.
It's gone forever. No, it gets rolled into the pool with the rest of your benefits. If somehow you don't collect enough to cover all that money and your spouse survives you, they may collect. So.
Yeah. All right. Excellent. All right. So you understand that now. These are just a couple of the things that we've been covering here over the last year. And this was good stuff. The Social Security is, I think, one of the biggest aspects that people really, really get confused on. Mike Bonacorsi, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much.
Okay, take care, Kate. Thanks a lot.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free.
for example. Purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy to carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab and go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Path with this, and you know that just a couple of days ago, listening to the president and talking about futuristically what's happening when it comes to energy in this country, I realized something that a lot of people don't understand. Some of the things, one, that are being pulled apart that ultimately could be successful and work in this country. And then the other thing is that people don't realize how much they're paying at the pump when it becomes to... when it comes to some of the policies that are already in place. So in the wings, this guy's perfect to explain it and break it all down, is Charlie Drevna, president of the American Fuel and Petrochemicals Association. Charlie, how are you?
I'm doing well, Kate. Thanks for having me on again.
All right, the big one is the renewable fuel standard. Explain that, because, you know, there's been this push about repealing the RFS, and people are confused by that in the first place.
Well, what it is, Kate, is that back in 2007, when the energy landscape and just about every other landscape in this nation was different, Congress passed a bill and the president signed it that said we would be forced as refiners to put more and more and more ethanol and other biofuels into the gasoline and diesel supply. Now, whether you, in 2007, whether we agreed with it or not, is a whole other story. But there's absolutely no doubt today that the landscape has certainly changed. And the whole premise, all the premises that this law was based on are actually not occurring today and are actual fallacies. The biggest one, I believe, immediately for your listeners and for the rest of the country, is the fact that we cannot put any more ethanol into the gasoline supply without voiding warranties on automobiles and lawnmowers and outboard motors for marine manufacturers and anything that has gasoline in its engine, simply because that equipment is not built to take any more than 10% ethanol. This law requires us to put more and more and more ethanol into the gasoline and pool as the years go by. And they forgot to figure into the fact that maybe Americans would not be using as much gasoline now as that we were then, and which has happened. So as refiners, we are not about to put the consumer at risk, and we're not about to ruin automobile and other engines. So, you know, we've been saying this law is an anachronism and needs to be repealed. And all the good intentions, such as they were back then, again, completely different landscape, especially when you're looking at the vast amount of our own natural resources that we have in oil and natural gas.
Yeah. And so some of this has been discussed on the Hill the last couple of days. What are the chances of repealing, do you think?
Well, I think everyone knows, but I have to emphasize, this is not a partisan issue.
Yeah.
You have just as many, you know, Republicans and Democrats together questioning the efficacy of this program. Matter of fact, I just testified 2 days ago in front of a House committee, Energy and Commerce Committee, and it's the ironic thing, Kate. It's just not the refining industry. You had the chain restaurant folks up there. You had pork and poultry and cattle producers up there. You had food processors. You had other engine equipment people. You had the automobiles. And surprise, surprise, you had environmental groups up there all saying the same thing. So there is a, you know, you want to call strange bedfellows. There they are.
Yeah, no kidding. Environmental guys with the food guys, and then you refinery guys,
right.
Refining industry. That is interesting, no doubt about that. And plus, here's the thing. Even if we were pushing for ethanol, really producing ethanol, how many plants do we even have that can do that?
Well, you probably have two more than you need, because back when this law was first passed, everybody and their uncle decided they were going to get into the game. They overbuilt. And again, we're not anti-ethanol, and we're not anti-biofuel. We're anti-putting the consumer at risk, and we're anti-having the nation to spend more money on food and fuel than we have to. And we are. I mean, I got to tell you, okay, we're getting an ear in Congress on this issue. I mean, I've got to share this with you. I think it's, you know, we talked about the strange bedfellows here. The ethanol proponents have actually stated, and this came out today, actually stated that the environmental group is in the pocket of the oil industry. I haven't heard a joke like that in years. But that just goes to show you how everyone is coalescing around the fact that, and whatever you thought about it back then, and we were, you know, not saying that we told you so, but you know what? I'm going to tell you, we told you so. We told you this was going to happen. We didn't realize it was going to happen so soon because of the decrease in gasoline demand and the ever increasing supply in ethanol that we can't put more in than the autos will warranty. But we knew there was going to be this day. We just didn't figure it would be in 2013 so soon.
Yeah. But, no kidding.
Yeah, but it's an interesting debate. Now, and then I'm listening to the president's speech yesterday about how we're going to get the economy going.
Yeah.
And I decided I'm going to apply for a new job. That job is going to be the speechwriter for the president, because that's got to be the easiest job in Washington, D.C., because it's the same speech I've been hearing since January of 2009.
It's true. You're right.
Yeah.
You could go back and take the tape, which I'm sure we have here on America Tonight, and you'd hear the same things. Absolutely.
Yeah,
you're right.
I feel like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day.
Plug and play. You're right. Absolutely. There's no question, especially now in a second term, because now it's coasting time. But this is a president who doesn't want to see his numbers sag, and that's all about sell, sell, sell. So keep the narrative the same. I think that's what's happened. That's why we're hearing the same things over and over again. And speaking of that, the Keystone XL pipeline, to me, bringing jobs. You want to talk about bringing jobs? Bringing jobs to this country. And then, of course, Canada wants it. They're salivating it. Do we really want it to go to the Chinese? There's all kinds of confusion on that. What's going to happen with the pipeline?
Well, if it's not permitted, then we know that the president's all of the above strategy is just a bunch of rhetoric. If it's not permitted, there are going to be 20,000 jobs, union jobs that aren't going to develop, and hundreds of thousands of other ones in latter years. And if it's not permitted, we do understand, we do know that this economic recovery, such as it is going to fall flat on its face. Because, Kate, you know this, I know this, and I'm truly hopeful that your listeners know this. We've got an opportunity here in the United States, again, working with our good friends and neighbors up there in Canada. We've got an opportunity here to have such a renaissance, both an energy and manufacturing renaissance, because of the various resources we have, whether it's oil shale or natural gas from shale, whether it's crude oil from the Canadian oil sands, an opportunity that, I mean, my goodness, that we wouldn't have even imagined 8 or 9 years ago. And if the president decides that the Keystone Pipeline won't be permitted, then we can kiss all that other stuff goodbye, because it just won't happen. I mean, again, he takes credit for all of this increased oil and natural gas production, which he had absolutely nothing to do with. He couldn't stop it if he tried right now, because it was all state and private lands. We have about 94% of the nation's reserves, the reserves that the federal government controls, off limits. 94%.
Wow.
And, you know, and it talks a great game, but again, that's that, you dust off that speech from last week, last year, January of 2009, whenever the heck it was given, to talk about we're gonna grow and we're gonna do all the above, et cetera, et cetera. It's just unfortunate. But am I still hopeful? Absolutely. I believe that there's just too much for this nation and our citizenry to lose to have one person or one ideology who refuse to look at the reality of the situation. And slowly but surely, you're seeing others in the president's party come to the realization that, wait a minute, this is not working. And that's a good sign. I'm optimistic. Yeah. I'm usually a cynic, but I'm optimistic on this one.
Yeah, I agree with you. I know a lot about that pipeline, and I just don't. Look, I've danced around this. I haven't danced around it on the air, but dancing around it with some that are opposed, and I just don't get it, especially since initially it really went through all the environmental regulations. You know, even Stephen Chu signed off on it until all of a sudden he didn't.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, the opponents, Kate, they don't. You have to realize what their end game is. Their end game is not to stop the Keystone Pipeline because of whatever reasons they spout off, and they Daryl Hannah changed herself to the White House gates. Their whole game is to get off of fossil fuels. Now, hey, you know, you could argue if that's a noble cause. I think you're living in another planet. But if the realization of it is, you know, until there's something out there that's more efficient, more abundant, and more reliable and more accessible, then you know what? You know, you can chain yourself to the White House gate all you want. While the rest of the world is going to use fossil fuels, we're going to be here, you know, seeding any kind of economic and security, national security strength that we have. And this is at the end of the day, this is a national security issue.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Charlie Drevna, president of the American Fuel and Petrochemicals Association. Always fun to kick it around with you. Thanks, Charlie.
All right, Kate. You enjoy.
Nutritious. food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The final fairway, if you will, on this Hour of America tonight. Little odds and ends for you on the day. A couple of interesting things. You know, here we were talking about energy before that, and we're talking about retirement and mixing some other things. Detroit, and this bankruptcy deal. Kind of amazing that with all the bailouts that we do for the Middle East, there is no bailouts for our own cities that are decaying and falling apart. Cities like Detroit, anyway. So Detroit City Council, while they're in the middle, and they're getting heavily criticized, by the way, for this, while they're in the middle of bailing out the boat, they're trying to bail as fast as they can. People are jumping off the ship like rats, right? People are fleeing Detroit. So what do they focus on? They focus on this week instead reaction to the George Zimmerman acquittal. They spent so much time passing a resolution supporting a federal investigation into George Zimmerman instead of focusing on their financial woes. Now, if I live in Detroit, man, I am not happy that my city council is focusing on a national discussion, basically, on an opinion about the shooting death of a teenager in Florida when we are drowning. I mean, they are drowning in that city, gushing, leaking. I can think of 50 different words, adjectives to use to put in play there, and none of them have anything to do with George Zimmerman, let's put it that way.
Aren't the Red Wings getting a new stadium, too?
I know. Nathan Reeder, you're absolutely right. The glue of the show. In the middle of that, you're also dealing with a new facility for the Red Wings. And granted, the Red Wings draw people in. So if somebody's making money there, it's the Red Wings. You could argue that they're one of the more stable franchises when it comes to the NHL. But it's not saving the city. So how insane is that? I mean, you talk about financial ruin. Seriously, to see pictures, it's sad to see. I can remember going to Detroit and thinking, that's a pretty cool city. This wasn't any time in recent history. And you see the same places where I went, and it's just, I mean, like a ghost town. It looks like something from Soylent Green. Like everybody, like zombies came out, and everybody ran away. And that's it. People are just running away from Detroit. So they waste time on this measure. Now, if everything was copacetic and they were doing well, hey, if they wanted to throw in on that, I mean, so be it. But it took up time, in other words, that should have been used in another direction. I mean, they got, you know, they've got to tackle this abandoned homes thing, the buildings that are abandoned. You're talking about 40%. That is a big number, folks. 40% of the people live in poverty. The city has long-term debts of at least $18 billion. And, you know, the bankruptcy process, this doesn't, you don't snap your fingers and this happens overnight. This could take a year. And the assaults that have happened in Detroit, the numbers are crazy. It was the second deadliest per capita in Detroit's history last year, behind 1987. Man. Since we are in the final straightaway, how could I possibly not touch the third rail of sexting when it comes to Anthony Weiner? And the reason I bring it up is because, you know, you just knew when there was a press conference that there was more to come. So the floodgates have opened. And supposedly what the true scoop is that Weiner was involved with at least 6 to 10 women. Three of them, after he resigned his congressional seat over for doing the racy chat online thing. And now, of course, his private parts are all over a website called The Dirty. And everybody knows about his crazy, you know, nickname now. And it just gets worse and worse for this guy. Not your average sex scandal, in other words. And you have to, not to harp on this, but you have to ask yourself, what would you think of New York City voters if they put him in? You know, you could say, well, who cares? Whatever somebody, if somebody's falling apart and they have an Achilles heel and we think it's a weird proclivity, I mean, who cares? How does that really affect the city? It, to me, it affects the city. It shows because he's addicted. And how can he possibly be focused on what he has to do if he's focused on other things? And he's never going to change. I mean, it shows that he has a mountain to climb if he's going to change. Quinnipiac University did a poll. They released it the other day. And it was taken before even the news of his latest indiscretions came out. Wiener got a 17% score for moral character. Thursday's poll also showed a majority of New York Democrats, 55%, have an unfavorable impression of Wiener. 30% have a favorable opinion. That represents the highest negative rating he's received the entire election season. Half, 46%, say Wiener's online sex relationships would impact their vote, and almost 3 in 4, 73%, said support from his wife would have no impact on how they trusted him. Well, thank goodness for that, right? I love Nancy Pelosi, too, the House Minority Leader, who was very close with Anthony Wiener when he was the next coming for the Democrats, right? Now she's saying that his conduct is reprehensible, stunning, and clueless. Stunning and clueless. And then says that he might need therapy. So Wiener did say he's still working with people to get help dealing with his penchant for X-rated online flirting. But he says he disputes any suggestion that it's any kind of a addiction. I think he should just pull out of the race. It's too much. He's a drama queen. And people are tired of the drama, I think, surrounding him. So the voters are going to just vote. This is it. Whatever ambition he had politically, it's toast. It's gone. And once he went through that whole thing in Congress, then he had to know, okay, if you're going down this road, forget it. You think these young girls are not going to say anything? And they're not going to release the photos you're sending them? And the answer is, of course. Of course they're going to do that. So I say, by the next 2 weeks, Anthony Wiener is just a blip on the radar screen when it comes to this mayor thing. And somebody should some sense into him, because he's just blowing through any money he might be spending if he thinks he's going to put out some ads and get people to pay attention to whatever it is he's trying to get us to believe. And not really us across the nation, more the New Yorkers. So there's some exciting ways that you can be a part of America Tonight. You can shoot us an email at americatonight.net, click on contact. You can friend us on Facebook. And also, we tweet. Hit us up on Twitter. All roads lead to that website. Have a good one. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.